The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Man, we could take calls on this, but maybe not. Can anybody tell me what this is? It's a stone. It's one of like...
Oh.
But I need to know what
kind of... I thought it was a milk dud.
Here, take a bite out of that. What color would you say that is? Is that purple? Is that blue? Is that gray? Maybe we can take a picture of it and put it up on...
Well, it has stripes in it, but I would say...
I need you to tell me what color... I bought some rocks.
It's a bluish gray.
Okay, give it to Hack and see if he concurs.
I'm so bad at the colors.
At colors?
That are in between colors. It's like, I know red and I know blue, and
It's like a...
I would say gray.
You don't see the hue? There's
hue?
Some kind of hue in it. There's like there's a color. It's like when you go, something's gunmetal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, so here's the deal. So I bought a bunch of stones. When I started getting into this stuff, I was buying like the red stone, whatever the red stone is, to attract love. I don't know
what they're called. I think they're pretty, but I don't know anything about them.
But you walk around
them.
With it in one of your pockets, and then you're supposed to like, it's supposed to happen for you. And then
is that garnet? Garnet?
Garnet is not the one that attracts
Kevin Garnett?
Love. No, it's some sort of, okay, so anyway, so then I bought stones that like help you sleep.
Okay.
I bought stones. And so then there's a whole pile of stones.
Was it rose quartz?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to walk around with a pocket full of those. Long story longer, most of the stones ended up on my nightstand next to my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So last night I went to bed and I don't know how else to say this other than to just blurt it out. I think my dad stopped by.
Oh.
Whoa, okay. Why do you think that?
In case you missed it, my father passed away about a week and a half ago. God, almost 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 weeks ago. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Oh my God, stop talking. Oh my God, I do this for a living. I have to keep talking. Yeah.
Take the stone back. I don't want to hold it. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so I have... Have any of you, here's the next weird question. Have any of you been in my bedroom?
Yeah.
T-Yak, please say yes as well.
I think I have, yeah.
Okay. And Aaron, explain the circumstances.
Well, T-Yak was there one time.
Oh, you've actually been at my house alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
What?
She dog sat.
Oh, okay.
And then you gave us a tour that when we came over to watch The Princess Bride.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was kind of a quick, like, that room. Keep it moving.
No. Well, here's the other thing. We're never going to get to the point of this story. Well, it's really brief. But like, as a side note, T-Yak, you own a home. Aaron, someday, maybe.
Probably not. It's fine.
Do you give tours still? Because I find it so stupid. Like, people come over and then there's that moment where they go, you want to show me around? I'm like, do you really want to? Because it used to be a thing where it's like, come over. Okay, here's the kids' room. And it's like, my kids are teenagers. They don't want you going in their rooms. I don't want you going into my bedroom to see where I've defiled human nature. Like,
it just, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And it's like, come down to my basement. Unless we're going down there to watch a movie, why am I showing you my basement?
I guess that would, I think you give a tour of the places where like people are allowed to go. So like if, like the downstairs at my house is for the kids.
So you take people who have kids down there and go,
like,
look,
yep,
they can just roam free.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think we've given tours in a while.
But you gave me a tour. And I was like, you don't have to do this. And then it was so awkward because he took me upstairs and his bed wasn't made.
Oh.
It was open.
Yes.
It was an invitation.
There were handcuffs. There was Johnson & Johnson.
See anything you like?
Oh my God. Okay, so long story longer. God, I keep saying that. My bed is metal. Okay. I have a metal...
The, like, princess thing.
Other words. Choose other words.
No, isn't that what
canopy.
Canopy.
Oh. Yeah.
Four post.
Yes.
I thought that was called...
I hate my bed. No, it's not princess. It's metal. It's like
stainless
steel.
Yeah, but I thought that's
steel. What
that style was called.
No, it's
before.
Called a canopy bed.
Oh, whatever. Okay, princess. Okay.
The princess goes in the canopy
yes.
bed.
Yes. So if you touch it with... metal or you drop something on it goes ping.
Okay
so it makes that sound. So occasionally if I roll over in the middle of the night and the remote control falls off the bed, it goes ping. and you wake up and you're like, ah, I just dropped the remote.
I see.
Okay? At 11:06 last night, I heard ping, and I'm like, I didn't watch TV when I went to bed. So the remote is not on the bed. So I get up and turn on the lights, walked around the bed, couldn't find my phone, couldn't find my watch, couldn't, like, nothing could have hit the bed. And I looked underneath kind of one of my end tables, and there was this stone that had been knocked off my nightstand. I'm going to tell you what.
And just the one.
Just one stone. And it, like, I don't sleep anywhere near my nightstand. Like, I could not have touched it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of my, I would have knocked off four things, including water, my phone. I would have knocked off a bunch of things to knock this thing off. So.
Okay. All right.
Why this stone? Why at 11:06 PM? And do we believe that's what it was? I mean, I can't think of another solution other than, and I don't want to be that guy who's just reading into it going, Dad, I did talk to him for a little bit then. I was like, hey, man, hope you're good.
Wow.
I kind of goaded him to try to knock could you knock one more stone off? I just need that confirmation.
Yeah, because the one stone, especially, because if you were sleeping and your hand knocked, like, it would have just knocked a bunch of stuff.
It would have knocked so much stuff. I took a picture. I have a picture in my phone at 11:07 of the stone underneath my nightstand.
Do you know what that stone is?
That's what I'm asking.
I'm looking.
And I want to know, does the time matter? Was it at 11:06 for a specific reason?
Whoa.
Do we need...
It looks like it could be corduroyte. It kind of got, it has
and
that.
And what is its properties?
No, maybe not.
Like,
that's too dark.
Can we take a picture of it and put it up against white paper or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need somebody to identify, if you're a numerologist or a stonologist or whatever, like, I would love to know what happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, especially just given the circumstances that have been happening in your life and this has never happened before, I think.
I remember hearing, Aaron and I being Aries, we're kind of screwed right now. We've been screwed apparently for 16 years. And I think we come out of this darkness. We've been paying 16 years of karmic retribution
all
or something.
All in the past 6 months.
Yes. Oh my God. Have I? Or what? You and I have been drinking from a fire hose.
There have
of
been
karma.
People texting us like, you guys have been through it.
Woo! Have we?
Which I hate. It's poor Aaron. Like 16 years ago, what were you? You were like a little kid.
I know. It's I don't fine. Know. How did you have enough bad karma?
Exactly. That's not
tie
fair.
10 to like, what? But so. I think the date we come out is 11/8. Because I was like, if it happened at 11:08, then it was like my dad going, hey, man, just ride it out until 11/8.
Here, let me see it.
But why did it happen at 11:06?
Okay.
And why? There are 10 other stones on my nightstand. And it's like, this one fell off.
What? That's so weird. So I want to know.
We're going to put pictures up. And if you know anything about numerology or stones... check out our social media.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.